Hey, what's up,
Hey,
CJ?
sorry. I have a customer online who wants to make a payment. I did offer her the option of walking her through it online. She did verify herself. I'm so sorry to bother you. I know you just got off a call, but I didn't want her to wait too long.
I don't have my VDI up. So it's gonna take me just a moment to get that up.
That's perfectly fine.
Actually, let me try to see if we can do it this way because apparently, so what's the customer's name?
Teresa Briggs, the account is under Coleman Briggs. She did verify the address of 187 East Chester Street, and she verified her phone number as 845-597-7857. She is the one who handles most of the billing stuff anyway.
Alrighty, so let me close out of that because it says you're in it. It actually says eCare. There we go.
Yeah,
Have to
I
well,
shouldn't be in it because I have no access to MBS right now.
I was in the wrong one. Don't worry about it. So go ahead and transfer over, and I'll get that payment going.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Here she is.
Hello, this is Philip Avery. Can you hear me?
Hi, Phil. This is Teresa Briggs.
Hi,
We spoke
Teresa.
a couple of weeks ago. I should just automatically be. Is there any way to connect to you right away?
Sadly, no, there's not. We don't have direct call lines, so
Oh,
I
shucks.
know. I
Okay.
know. I'm
But
actually
it's
look.
okay.
I'm. Give me a sec, because CJ did tell me that she verified all of your information,
Right.
and it looks like you currently don't owe us anything right now.
Well, I'm trying to kind of get myself so that I make sure that I do it and not do it in the middle of the month because I'll forget because I'm a senior and shiny object takes over and I don't want to get this cut off or messed up. Is it possible
No.
that you can do it? I can't do it and do a credit
I
or that
can.
it'll kick in on the I guess because it kicks in the middle of the month.
So
And
your invoice that we send out to you will be sent out to you on the 5th.
okay.
So you should, and you receive paper one, so you'll receive that invoice for your bill on roughly about the 7th or 8th, depending on how fast mail gets to you.
Okay.
So, but yeah, if you want to, what we can do is we can, I think we can post a $79.99 payment forward, so that way you're covered if you want to do that. I can try to do that. And then that would show up as a credit on your account if you wanted to do it that way.
So that it will be, it'll show that it was paid.
Yes. So what'll happen is right now your invoice for September was already paid. So
Right.
that's done, dusted. We don't have to worry about that.
Right.
For October, you'll receive your next bill. Your invoice goes out on the 5th. You should receive that invoice sometime between the 8th and the 10th, possibly the 7th, just depending on how fast mail goes.
Right.
And then that isn't due until the 20th. So, but if you
Right.
wanted to, what we could do is we could make the payment now for October. That way it's
Okay.
already in the system, and that way when the invoice comes in, it just takes away from what's available.
Okay, it'll just say that it's okay. All
So
right.
I'm so are we using a credit or debit card?
Yeah, a Visa.
Visa, fantastic. Let's see. Yes, because it's going to be what you're it's due next time. And this way you don't have to worry about us until the end of October.
Okay, that'll work.
All
Because
right.
I just want to stay on top of it, so it is like, you didn't pay the bill. Why? What? What did you
Teresa, how do you spell your name real quick?
Theresa.
Thank you. So we have, let's see, payment information. I gotta go here. Let me turn this to THER. Alrighty. And whenever you're ready, go ahead with the card number.
Okay, it is 4168.
Mm-hmm.
4400.
Mm-hmm.
5410.
Mm-hmm.
5125.
Thank you. What's the three-digit code on the back?
902.
And what's the expiration date?
525.
Just to confirm, we're making a 70. So your bill is $79.99. So we're just to confirm, we're making a payment of $79.99 with a card ending in 5125 today. Mm-hmm. That'll be applied as a credit on your account for your bill that's coming up here in October.
Okay.
So we're going to hit pay real quick. We're submitting that payment. And there we go. You should be receiving a confirmation of that receipt here shortly. If you'd like to, I can give you the receipt number. If you would like to.
Whatever that confirmation number is or whatever.
All right. So do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes, I do.
All right. Receipt number is 200 153 66 62 41.
Okay, let me repeat it back to you. I'm sorry, I'm old school. It works for me this way. I'm visual, and electronics freak me out. So
no worries. No worries about that. No worries about that.
Okay, here it is. Here it is. 200 153 66 6241.
That's correct.
Okay.
So, and that was posted today. So we are all good to go. Okay. So now you'll have a credit on your account for your next month's bill, so you don't have to worry about anything, and you won't have to worry about paying us anything
you'll hear from me again on Halloween. How scary is that?
Ooh, it's spooky.
So yeah, this is the creepy lady that just does not do things online because payments will go to Guam and other places. I'm so serious. I'm a disaster when it comes to that. So it's like
you're okay.
I don't fool with it. This works.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. All right. Well, Teresa, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that would be it. I thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you for calling us here at Art Shop Fiber to help you process your payment.
You have a beautiful time, too, and stay safe. And I'll talk to you, Lord willing, at the end of October.
All right. We'll see. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.